Hi, and welcome to Women Living Fully Radio. This is your host, Pierrette Raymond. Thank you for being here today. I have a very special guest. I always have great guests. That's why I love doing this. My guest today is Janet Gray. She is a money coach with Money Coaches Canada, and we're going to be talking about money. We're going to be talking about finances. We're going to be talking about how to prepare for your future and how to help you and your loved ones today. Yes. And we're also recording this video, this interview by video for our website at Women Living Fully. So you can see the video at pierrettraymond.com as well if you want to watch the interview. So for those of you who are listening through Blog Talk Radio, welcome to Women Living Fully Radio. And if you're joining us online through the website, hello. Say hello, Janet. All right. So, Janet, I just can't wait to jump into this really juicy topic because I know as caregivers, as women, as those who care for our loved ones, money is an issue. Money can become a challenge. Money is at the forefront of a lot of the things that we need to be prepared for. And also, some of the things that come into play when we're caring for our loved ones is the financial piece. Who's going to take care of the finances? What do we need to prepare for? So that's what we're going to talk about today. Mm-hmm. So I want to just let our guests know that our listeners and our viewers know that your website is at moneycoachescanada.ca/Janet Gray, and Gray is spelled G-R-A-Y.
Yes.
And there's no space between Janet and Gray. So it's moneycoachescanada.ca/Janet Gray. So Sorry. Janet, let's jump right in. So why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself, share your expertise, and then let us know what got you to do this type of work.
Okay. Well, happy to be here, always. Thank you very much for inviting me. And, you know, I kind of came to this, I wouldn't say by fluke, but a little bit of life circumstances. Many of us arrive here, right? And I've been a financial planner for 15 years, and I noticed that my client base was getting older. And I realized that it's time for me to kind of, you know, jump in with them and find out what it is that their life challenges are and their circumstances and their relationships and their money habits. So I got involved at a very senior friendly manner, and I joined an association called CARP. And CARP stands for the Canadian Association of Retired Persons. I believe you're a member as well, Pierrette. CARP is a very is an advocate of seniors and of the aging population. And I got involved in a big way. I became the chair of the Ottawa chapter. And it was a really good connect with what I do on the financial side. So it really put me in spirit with what the money side of it was, but more than that, more what their living side and their emotions around it and everything. So once I became aware of that, then it just came really important to be able to talk to people about their money situation and how they plan it to work going forward and the conversations they need to have with their family and all of the things that go around money.
Right. Now, you offer several different services, and I want to talk a little bit about some of the things that really affect those who are helping their loved ones. Okay. So let's talk about money. Let's peel away some of the layers or just put right on the table the things that our loved ones and caregivers and we as women have to face and deal with. So maybe you can talk a little bit about that. Our listeners and viewers will probably say, yeah, that's me. And that's what we want, right? We want, and then we're going to talk about some strategies to help them.
Okay. Well, I think first of all, it's people they underrealize or underestimate the amount of money that will be needed in retirement and then particularly in an unhealthy retirement. So, you know, you can figure out the dimes and cents on what it would look like if you traveled a lot in retirement or if you renovated your home or things like that. But what people don't estimate or consider in that calculation is what if they're unhealthy at that point? What if they need to hire caregivers? What if they need to become a caregiver themselves and take time away from their employment or their money-making years? Or there's extra costs because of medication or home renovations or things like that. So it's really part of the planning that we need to talk about. What are some of those eventualities? And I mean, obviously they don't happen to everyone, but what if it's me? So what do I have in place to deal with those situations if they arise? And can I plan for them? And if I can't plan for them, then how am I going to mitigate them when they actually happen?
So what is yours when you meet with someone? So the phone rings and they're calling to speak to you, Janet Gray, money coach. Mm-hmm. What are they going through? What and what do you do as a first step to help them?
Well, always the first step, I guess, in any situation is to do an assessment of the current situation. So where are you currently? What are the current challenges you're having? Where do you see that that will be in the next 5 years, for example? So I have a spouse that's not well, or a parent or something, and you know, here's how it's impacting my current situation, and here's how I think it will continue for the next 5-10 years. Do an assessment and look at the current tools that you have. So maybe you're not taking advantage of all of the community tools or the resources that are available. So we kind of do an assessment, then we do an inventory, and then we look to see if there's other things that we need to bring into that equation, such as a new resource or a new source of income or another type of a help that you haven't been aware of before.
And what would be some of those things? So let's say, you know, I've got lots of clients who are caregivers and they can't work like they used to.
Yes.
And they're feeling the pinch financially.
Yes.
How can they supplement? Where is the money? Maybe we can talk about that. Where are some opportunities for them that they can explore that can help them?
Well, I mean, I think one of the first things that people should feel comfortable in doing is asking for help. And, you know, realizing that it's not something that they can do on their own all the time, and they need to reach out for help, whether it's another family member or even into the community, a resource in the community. Sometimes there's tax credits, perhaps, that they're not taking advantage of. There may be community grants. There may be free resources. Like I said, maybe there's some respite care or, volunteer visitors and things that will give them maybe not necessarily some money respite, but some, you know, spiritual respite. But if they also know that they have, you know, 4 hours, 6 hours during a week that they can get away, maybe there's an opportunity there to supplement their income. Although I imagine that they're quite tired and exhausted, so they can't always do that. But there's just different ways. I think people are very used to looking at situations in black or white. It's either all or nothing. And I think if there's another set of eyes coming at it, and someone with a different set of resources that can add something to it, then that may be the answer for them, even though it's something that maybe they considered and poo-pooed earlier. But maybe in the current circumstances, with the right information, which is the other thing, to make sure they have the right information, maybe they can make that work.
So we're talking with Janet Gray. She's a money coach. You can go to her website at moneycoachescanada.ca/Janet Gray. And Gray is spelled G-R-A-Y. And we're talking money, and we're talking the financial pinch that we can find ourselves in when we're in the role of caregiving, when we're helping our aging loved ones, or when we need to plan for our own retirement. I want to touch on that too, Janet, because you and I both work with families who are in that sandwich generation. They still have children at home. Some may be going off to college or university, and then they have aging loved ones. And a lot of times I have conversations with clients and they just feel so stretched emotionally, physically, financially. And how can we help our viewers and our listeners to really settle down into where they're at in their lives and take steps to set priorities around their money, and so that they can help their loved ones, they can help their children, and they can also take care of them. So what are some things that you consult with your clients about around that subject when we're talking someone who is in that sandwich generation?
Well, I think, and I don't mean to make this sound simplistic, but I think it really comes down to priorities and plan. If you say that, okay, my priority is currently taking care of my loved one, and my kids will have to, you know, find their own way through university, for example, with, you know, my guidance, with as much help as I can give them. But if the priority is to help the person who needs the caregiving, then the planning is around that. And, you know, like I say, again, it doesn't have to be an all or nothing. It can be different shades of gray in between them all. And, you know, you can cut the pie into several slices. It doesn't have to be the entire pie. But they're also, it's a result of difficult conversations sometimes, and, you know, keeping the channels of communication open into what everyone's expectations are. If the expectations of your entire family is that you're going to be 100% for them all the time, financially, physically, emotionally, then that's not realistic. So I think if we as caregivers have some boundaries around our resources, our personal resources, and others respect those, then it's much easier to have those conversations with them, saying, okay, you know, I can give you this much, I can't give you more than that. And it's good to have those boundaries, but those are discussions that you want to have, you know, possibly ahead of time of chaos and exhaustion, and you want to have things put in place to support those plans financially.
I thought you were done.
No, I was going to say, once you kind of know what those plans are, then you can put the finances toward them. So if you know that there's a possibility, maybe in your 30s, 40s, that you may have to support an elder family member, a parent, then maybe you want to have that conversation with them early. Maybe there's certain types of insurance you want to put in place. Maybe you want to set aside some money for that eventuality. So when I meet with families now, one of the questions on my questionnaire is, do you think that you will look after a parent or another sibling or potentially a child in their years when they may need some caregiving? Because if that's something we need to plan for, the earlier we can plan for it, the better.
Okay, so yes. I want to go there, and I want to go there right away. I want to talk about how to have those difficult conversations, because mm-hmm. you and I have had these conversations. In fact, I think I might have interviewed you a while ago yes. about how to have the difficult conversation with your aging loved ones about what they have yep. And what you're going to need. And I know that people struggle, right? Because they mm-hmm. don't want to parent their parents, and their parents don't want to be parented by their children. Mm-hmm. There comes a time, though, when you do need to have open conversations, and you need to have the conversations about what is available to yes. them. And it's not about, you know, what's my inheritance going to be? It's mm-hmm. about how prepared are you financially? What do you have? Do you have your will and your power of attorney? And all those pieces, are they there for you? So let's mm-hmm. talk about that, since we have a few minutes left. I really want to help our viewers and our listeners know that they can have these difficult conversations ahead of time before there's a crisis, and so that they're ready. So how do you share that with your clients, and what are some of the things that you, I know that you have great words, you have a great strategy around that where you help your clients have these conversations. So maybe I can ask you to share that with us.
Well, and I think, again, it needs to be done from a place of love and concern and caring. It can't be done in the heat of an emotional moment. So you have to kind of, first of all, pick your time. Mm-hmm. And I think it's a slow conversation. So you don't want to, again, wait until the moment of crisis to have it. You want to say, you know, geez, mom, dad, you know, you're now in your early 70s. Maybe we should talk about this as I'm planning for my own future. So make it more about you and not as much about them, because sometimes them, it puts them on the defensive. So if you put it, and you know, I'm planning for my future, and let's talk about what my future might look like if I need to be your caregiver. Oh, you've already got some things in place. Oh, let's talk about those. Or, oh, you've got some money set aside. Let's talk about that. So it's more about what you need than what they need, in a way. So again, like I say, you're avoiding the, you know, you're after my money. No, I'm not. Yes, you are. Like, it avoids that confrontation if you make it a little more generic. You know, hey, mom, dad, Mrs. Smith next door just, you know, she had to go into a home and she didn't leave instructions for her kids. How do you feel about that? So you kind of take opportunities to open the conversation, again, without making it, you said, you must, you should. Like, those, you know, if and parents are often very proud, private. They don't want their kids to have to share in their agony, their frustrations, their money situation, because it might be embarrassing. So it really is a little bit at a time, in a very soft, non-confrontational way, and certainly not in the moment of crisis. That's never a good time to have a conversation.
Yeah, I always say don't wait for a crisis. And the other thing too is, our parents have always lived independently, right? As you know, even look at ourselves, right? We're independent. Yep. And as we age, we want to maintain as much independence and control. Mm-hmm. And if someone wants to come and poke and prod, mm-hmm. we may be, and that's where the defensive piece comes. No, I'm okay. You know, I got this. Yep. And with my in-laws, it was a, like you say, it was a slow process. It was a mm-hmm. slow, gradual conversation that's happened over a few years, especially now that this is the work that I do. Mm-hmm. And we now know several things that we wouldn't have known a few years ago. We know where some of the things that they really want us children and grandchildren to have. When we know that their funeral is pre-planned, we know that they have money when it's time for them to move into a home or something with additional care. They're still very independent, so we know they're doing okay that way. But it's just these little conversations that happen over dinner or while you're having a cup of tea, and it's not intrusive, and it really is conversational, right? Just, you know, and I loved what you said too. It's like, you know, the lady next door, this happened to her. How are you prepared? Or do you know what's available to you? And sometimes we just need to take that responsibility and start doing a little bit of research so that when we go to our aging loved ones, we can say, you know what, I've been doing, looking around, and I'm just curious, do you have a will? Do you have a power of attorney? I'm studying this now, and I'm just curious to know what you have. And just out of curiosity, right? And I loved what you said too. It comes with care and love. So if you approach a conversation that way, they won't feel defensive. They won't feel like you're trying to get to something that's none of your business. Just out of curiosity, because you care that you want them to be, that you want them to be okay. And on this, the other side of it is you don't want to wait for a crisis to have these conversations, right?
But it's also very much the kind of the end of the nurturing relationship, not the end of the nurturing relationship, but if you haven't had a good relationship with that person, and then all of a sudden you're saying, oh, what's in your will?
Yeah.
That's not a good thing. So, I mean, you really need to come from a long-term relationship of loving and caring. It makes that conversation easier. It's going to be a little more challenging if there's been a gap between you and that person, or some hard feelings or some misunderstanding. So you almost have to get past those first to a healing place and then have that type of conversation. It's not a good lead in to a renewal of a relationship. It's more like, okay, now that we've got this good relationship established, let's have those conversations.
Yeah. And it doesn't have to happen in one fell swoop, right?
Right.
Just over a period of time. Like I said, just for me and my in-laws, and I had a very different experience with my parents. So I love that my in-laws are at a place where we've had these conversations and where as the children who are going to be responsible later, it feels good to know that they're okay. And we've been part of that conversation. So, and it does take time and it does take a few things. And I know on my website at movingforwardmatters.com, there's several resources there. There's some resources on how to have these difficult conversations. Some previous interviews with you, Janet, are there as well. So for our listeners and viewers, if you want to listen more about what Janet has to offer in terms of these conversations, you can go to movingforwardmatters.com and go to the blog and do a search, and you'll find tons of resources there too, because these are some of the things that we've been discussing over the years. And it's really good information, and there's even I think we even did an interview on specifically how to have these difficult conversations. So we're talking to Janet Gray of Money Coaches Canada. You can go to her website at moneycoachescanada.ca/Janet Gray. And her last name is spelled G-R-A-Y. So we're about to wrap up, Janet. So can you give us some closing advice, some things that we should do to help ourselves, help our loved ones, really take responsibility for our finances moving forward?
Well, I think it's just to approach it with open eyes, an open heart, open mind, in that, you know, don't imagine that you're the one that it won't happen to. You know, it's very possible you're that one that will be the caregiver, even if you're in a large family situation or living apart from your parent or your loved one at the time. So it could be a likelihood. And in planning for a sound financial future, you want to consider all those what ifs. And I know we don't like saying should have, would have, could have, but you know, it helps to plan for those things. If you have, if you've done a survey of what the possibilities are and you go, oh, you know what? I think I need to plan for that one, because that one's not going to come easily financially, emotionally. So it makes it a little bit easier if you've done that, you've researched it a little bit, you know what's coming, it's more easily prepared for financially and as well as spiritually.
Right. And if you need help with this, if you're not sure what your plan looks like, if you have no plan, do get in touch with Janet, because this is what Janet does. Janet is a money coach. She can help you go through all the pieces of your financial picture, of what you want in the future, what you have today, and how to build up to what you're going to need. And it's always better to have more than not enough.
Absolutely. And I will mention,
when it comes to this.
And I will mention too that I do a 30-minute free consultation. So if that's helpful to any of your listeners, viewers, happy to do that.
Absolutely. That's fantastic. That's great. So go to Janet Gray's website at moneycoachescanada.ca/Janet Gray. You'll be able to get in touch with her there. There's links there for you to reach out to her. Do take, if you're listening to this, I believe there are some things that are just divine coincidence, and this is your opportunity to pay attention to what you've probably been telling yourself for quite some time. Is I need to pay attention to my finances. I need to find out what I have, what I'm going to need, and do take control of this part of your life. Do be take responsibility and reset your priorities if things are not aligned with what you're going to need. Thank you so much, Janet, for being our guest today. For more information about Janet, I'm going to give you her website one more time at moneycoachescanada.ca/Janet Gray. You can go to womenlivingfully.com to join our community. You can also go to the Blog Talk Radio to listen to more episodes of Women Living Fully there. We have our radio station there. And there's lots of information and resources on my website at cadetraymond.com. Thanks again, Janet, and I look forward to another opportunity to share what you know to help others let go, move forward, and live fully.
Thank you.